Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Team physicians have the leadership role in so many organizations' managements of athletics at all levels in youth, high school, collegiate, and professional sports. My guest today is Dr. Stanley Herring, and he is a team physician for the Seattle Seahawks and the Seattle Mariners, and he's also a professor at the University of Washington. Welcome to the show, Dr. Herring. Let's talk about the role of the team physician in many levels of professional and collegiate high school sports. What is the role? What are you doing?
Well, Melanie, first of all, it's great to be with you, and thank you. And what I am doing, and any team physician is doing fundamentally, is providing care which is best for the athlete. And as simple as that sounds, it may not be quite so easy. That means you need to know the sport, the demands of the sport, the athlete's medical issues and musculoskeletal issues, and take that body of knowledge and apply it in a way which helps that athlete function at his or her highest level.
Okay, so you take the body of knowledge, you're working alongside coaches, athletic trainers, therapists of all kinds, correct? I mean, you are not just in the injury rehab business, but in the prevention business as well.
Absolutely. If you're really serving as a team physician, then you look at your healthcare team, your consultants, hopefully athletic trainers if you're lucky enough to work with them, and you also look at your athlete, but also the coach, the parent, and the whole system. It takes a special skill to have a body of knowledge and also to be able to apply it across a system where there are many people participating in the care and coaching of that athlete.
Where does nutrition play a role? Does it play a role, Dr. Herring, in what you do with teams, with sports? Is there a role for nutritional, you know, counseling, for a nutritionist, a dietitian to be a part of that team? Because now we're seeing so much focus on, you know, supplements and vitamins and strength training for these athletes to prevent injuries.
A good team physician will be able to impart helpful information about nutrition. So much of nutrition is public interest and sort of what's in bad right now, or what's cool right now. But understanding, truly understanding nutrition is important. To fuel for sports, to fuel for life. It's so important that the American College of Sports Medicine and its collaborative organizations will be soon publishing a consensus paper on nutrition for team physicians.
Really? So we were just ahead of the game right here. I was jumping ahead of myself. Now, do you see a role for team physicians? Is there currently team physicians for women's sports, women's athletics, high school basketball, even high school field hockey, soccer? Because in women's sports, Dr. Herring, it's growing. We're seeing more scholarships. We're seeing more, you know, teams at the college level and then even into professional.
The answer to your question is there are physicians, team physicians for women's sports. Sometimes states only mandate certain sports be covered in the high school level. That may be a collision sport such as football, but we are seeing more and more, and certainly deservedly, physicians focusing on the care of teams that involve the participation of girls and young women. As the father of a former female collegiate basketball player, I was happy to see the attention paid to my daughter during her high school and collegiate career by team physicians who understood that female athletes, like male athletes, have injuries, but they also have specific issues that need to be addressed.
Does it pay better for males? Is it really, I mean, obviously there are more male-oriented sports, more male-oriented athletics. Has it not been the team physician as high a quantity because women's sports are often overlooked, like women in certain disease states and things like that? Is it now becoming more of a, you know, ever since the Mia Hamm and, you know, the tennis players and things, is it now starting to look up for women's sports?
I think so, and I certainly hope so. And in terms of the does it pay better, the great majority of team physicians are volunteer providers at the high school level, so we do it as a love of the sport and love.
I don't
of
think
the
I
athlete.
Meant as I didn't mean does it pay you better. I meant does it pay for the team to bring one of you in for women's sports, or does it pay for the university to make sure that you are working for the women's basketball team as well as the boys' football team?
Absolutely, I think that most athletic programs, particularly at the collegiate level, understand that athletes of both genders, if cared for properly, if trained properly, if given nutrition advice, not only perform better, but their injuries and illnesses are prevented. And as a medical issue in terms of the best care, yes, as a performance issue, absolutely.
So what's changed in recent, there's a new consensus statement that has come out about the role of team physicians, and we're going to kind of cover across the board as far as athletics, both men's and women's. What has changed in your role?
Changed or expanded? I mean, we are, there are a lot of sports medicine organizations that work together to try to define the roles, definitions, and duties of a team physician, and we have made it clear that there needs to be a level of education and experience that qualifies them to provide the best medical care for the athlete. It's not driven by any one specialty. We have talked about the need for continuing medical education around sports medicine issues, understanding the basic tenets of on-field care, conditioning, rehabilitation, recovery, issues specific to female athletes, for example, so that that person can walk on the field of play and be involved in the care of athletes. We have discussed ethical issues around being a team physician, making sure that your focus is always on the player. So as the team physician duties and responsibilities have developed over the last few decades, we are beginning to, we are confirming, if you will, that it does take interest, expertise, education, and ongoing training to fulfill that role. So the short answer to your question is, just as athletics is getting better, team physician care is getting better as well.
And, you know, and this is not disparaging anything, but it would sometimes seem back in the past, and we've heard, we've watched movies about it, but now your role is to best serve the athletes, not necessarily the powers that be that run the team, you know, get him back on the field as quickly as possible, whether or not he's suffered a concussion, whether or not he's got a tear, get him to finish the game, correct?
Yes, and I would suggest that most of the team physicians I've ever met have been committed to the athlete, but we have made it very clear in our most recent statement that ethical challenges are not unique to team physicians. All physicians have ethical challenges, but the presentation may be different in sports medicine, but the idea is that regardless of any third-party influence, pressure from teammates or coaches or the players themselves, regardless of any issue, the focus of the team physician is to do what's best and what's only best for the athlete's health and welfare.
So tell us, how will this new consensus statement, it's to get passed around to colleges, to universities, to high schools, and is it something that everybody is amenable to?
It does have wide distribution, and there are many, the organizations ranging from the American Academy of Family Physicians and the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the American Medical Society for Sports Medicine and the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine, the American Osteopathic Academy for Sports Medicine, and the American College of Sports Medicine, a long list of names to show you the breadth and talent of the organizations that work together. It's published. It is presented at medical meetings. It's these statements are freely downloadable. We hope that this statement acts as a mechanism for any organization from middle school to high school, Olympic, professional, collegiate organizations to understand the duties and responsibilities of a team physician, using it as a guideline to help them pick the right healthcare team to care for their athletes.
Well, that's fantastic. You are listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. I'm Melanie Cole right here on Radio MD. Stay well.